ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 प्रहलाद द बेस्ट अमंग एक्सल्टेड डिवोटीज टेक्स्ट 2।
श्री प्रहलाद उवाच मामं प्रलोभयात् भयात्पत्या सक्तं कामेषु तैर्वरे तत्संगभीतो निर्वीणो मुमुक्षुस्त्वाम् उपाश्रितः।
Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because I was born in an atheistic family, I am naturally attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, kindly do not tempt me with these illusions. I am very much afraid of material conditions, and I desire to be liberated from materialistic life. It is for this reason that I have taken shelter of your lotus feet." Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Materialistic life means attachment to the body and everything in relationship to the body. This attachment is based on lusty desires for sense gratification, specifically sexual enjoyment. When one is too attached to material enjoyment, he is bereft of all knowledge. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, those who are attached to the material enjoyment are mostly inclined to worship the demigods to procure various material opulences. They are especially attached to worship the goddess Durga and Lord Shiva because this transcendental couple can offer their devotees all material opulence. Prahlad Maharaj, however, was detached from all material enjoyment. He therefore took shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Narasimha Dev, and not the feet of any demigod. It is to be understood that if one really wants release from the material world, from the threefold miseries, and from Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For without the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot get release from the materialistic life. Atheistic men are very much attached to the material enjoyment. Therefore, if they get some opportunity to achieve more and more material enjoyment, they take it. Prahlad Maharaj, however, was very careful in this regard. Although born of a materialistic father, because he was a devotee, he had no material desires. Anya vilashita shunyam. Hare Krishna. So the blessings of assembled Vaishnavas. I will attempt to speak something on this particular verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This chapter is entitled Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. And this is the first verse he speaks here, and we can see he is refusing the benediction offered by the Supreme Lord, saying it is dangerous. A devotee in materialistic life, Prabhupada writes in the purport that Prahlad Maharaj, however, was very careful in this regard. So therefore, he's very, very careful. Uh, in this world, especially while trying to practice devotional service. Sometimes opportunities may come, or things happen in such a way that what is materialistic life, what is spiritual life is very difficult to resolve. Like Anandabandhu always asks this kind of questions. What is the borderline? And here the Lord is offering and some pure devotee is refusing out of respect and humility, trying to explain his fallen condition. Actually, Prahlada Maharaj is transcendental. In the very next verse, we will see how it is explained that he was sent forth by the Lord to set an example of pure devotee. So, this is his humility in saying that I am fallen, I am in a materialistic, born in a materialistic family with all materialistic desires. So, such kind of facility will make me more and more attached to this world. And I'm, since I am trying to get liberated out of this world, therefore instead of taking all these things, I just want to hook onto your lotus feet. That is his prayer, humility. And through this example, he is explaining how dangerous is this material world. In fact, many of us in this material world, we born with such desires, lusty desires to enjoy, unless and until we come across some compassionate devotee who gives us the real knowledge, real kind of eye-opener. Everybody practically who comes to the city of Mumbai especially, or those who want to go abroad like America, places like that, they always think that this is the place where facilities are available to enjoy. Therefore, I am coming to such places. So, that is the background of all the sadhakas. Those who come, descend by the order of the Lord, like Srila Prabhupada, to set examples. They are another category altogether. But sadhakas are especially come, they are here since time immemorial. And so while after coming to spiritual life also, it's very difficult to resolve where to draw the line, things like that. Recently we had this encounter, you know, this Mumbai, still afflicted, terrorist attacks. And we are thinking, many of us got affected by that, whole issues, whatever happened. And I was just thinking, is it our attachment to the land, body and, you know, our own people, things like that? Or is it compassion, or is it, you know? So this thing I was thinking, so I would like to just reflect on some portion on Gita. Our Prabhupada writes very nicely, and we'll try to see how things go. So here in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna Vishad Yoga, we see how Arjuna was actually overwhelmed by the whole situation. The war is about to begin, and Krishna draws his chariot in front of his so-called, his enemies actually, foes. And he was very much astonished to see how they are prepared to fight and die, although they are his own relatives. And he overcomes with soft-heartedness, he overcomes with compassion, Prabhupada explains. And again, in the next word, Prabhupada says how he is, because it is because of weakness of heart. So two things are reflected. So I'll just read the purports. Please try to hear carefully. Prabhupada says the first, when Arjuna sees and he is actually astonished, Prabhupada writes in the purport, very first verse. Any man who has genuine devotion to the Lord has all good qualities which are found in godly persons or in demigods. Whereas the non-devotees, however advanced he may be in material qualifications by education and culture, lacks in godly qualities. As such, Arjuna, just after seeing his kinsmen, friends and relatives on the battlefield, was at once overwhelmed by the compassion for them who had so decided to fight amongst themselves. As far as soldiers were concerned, he was sympathetic from the beginning. Prabhupada is writing, for his own soldiers, that those who are fighting on behalf of Arjuna, he was already compassionate to them because they are on his side. But to be compassionate to the soldiers of enemy side, there is something strange. But that is the quality of devotees. And while he was so thinking, the limbs of his body began to quiver and his mouth became dry. He was more or less astonished to see their fighting spirit. Practically the whole community, all blood relatives of Arjun, had come to fight with him. This overwhelmed a kind of devotee like Arjuna. Although it was not mentioned here, still one can easily imagine that not only were Arjuna's body limbs quivering and his mouth drying up, but he was also crying out of compassion. Such symptoms in Arjuna were not due to weakness, but due to his soft-heartedness, a characteristic of pure devotee of the Lord. So Prabhupada is saying how Arjuna is so soft-hearted for his own kinsmen, basically, who are going to spare their lives. So in a similar way, you may think that our people also, they got killed unnecessarily. Whatever may be the background. So one feels this kind of compassion. But at the same time, because this borderline issue is there, one can slip into attachment to such situation, to the land and to the people. And the materialistic concept of life again ensnares us. So similarly, in Arjuna's case also, Srila Prabhupada is explaining how the purport to the very next verse. Arjuna is saying, my whole body is trembling, my hair is standing on end, my bow, Gandiva, is slipping from my hand, and my skin is burning. And Prabhupada says, purport, there are two kinds of trembling of the body and two kinds of standings of hair on the end. Such phenomena occur either in great spiritual ecstasy or out of great fear under material conditions. There is no fear in transcendental realization. Arjuna's symptoms in this situation are out of material fear, namely loss of life. This is evident from other symptoms also. He became so impatient that his famous bow was slipping from his hands. And because his heart was burning within him, he was feeling a burning sensation of the skin. All these are due to a material conception of life. So same symptoms, which is arising out of soft-heartedness, out of compassion, which is a quality of devotee, but same symptoms also can ensnare a person into materialistic attachment. So then he says, because of all these things, now I am unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune, O Krishna, killer of Kesi demon. Now Prabhupada again says, Arjuna envisioned only painful reverses in the battlefield. He would not be happy even by gaining victory over the foe. So his situation was such that he was in complete fear. And Prabhupada quotes the Srimad Bhagavatam verse, Bhayam Dutiya Viniveshat Syat. That fearfulness and loss of material equilibrium take place in persons who are too affected by material conditions and who forget Krishna. So Arjuna envisioned only painful reverses in the battlefield. He would not be happy even by gaining victory over the foe. The words nimittani viparitani are significant. When a man sees only frustration in his expectations, he thinks, why am I here? The Prabhupada just then shifts the purport to another part where he says, everyone is interested in himself and his own welfare. No one is interested in Supreme Self, Arjun. And this is what showing the ignorance of his real self-interest. Once real self-interest lies in Vishnu or Krishna, the conditioned souls forget this and therefore suffers material pains. Arjun thought that his victory in the battle would only be a cause of lamentation for him. So when one, out of compassion or subtleness, becomes ensnared by the materialistic concept of body, land, and whatever attached to the body, then he forgets everything and is in complete frustration. And he thinks, why am I here? What am I doing? But Prabhupada says, nobody thinks about Krishna in such situations. So therefore, the misery continues. And nobody is able to work it out, how to overcome it. Now Prabhupada says here, Prahlad Maharaj took the lotus feet of Lord Narasimha Dev, and not the feet of any demigod. It is to be understood that if one really wants release from this material world, from the threefold miseries and from Janma Murti Jara Vyadhi, birth, death, old age, disease, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these miseries are there, Adi Daivika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Atmika. And of course, Janma Murti Jara Vyadhi, these are the problems. Now because of so many death tolls, people are afflicted. And there is Adi Daivika, Adi Bhautika, there is Adi Bhautika problem, whatever happened. Adhyatmika. And then this problem because of mind and intelligence, one's own mind, senses and intelligence causes problem, Adhyatmika. So these problems are all affecting a conditioned soul in various degree. Especially the Adhyatmik problems are like the enemies living with us. Mind and senses, they're like the real terrorists actually, like His Holiness Radha Swami was explaining. And they keep the soul in captive. So how to overcome in such all these difficulties, like Arjuna overcame? He actually took shelter of Krishna, explaining to his helpless situation. And out of humility, he was taking shelter of Krishna. And Lord Krishna was guiding him. He spoke the entire Bhagavad Gita to actually overcome all these problems. Therefore, devotees are distributing Bhagavad Gita so nicely. And actually, it is going to help the people completely. Total solution. If one takes the message of Gita seriously. So here we see how Arjun actually surrendered to Krishna in that situation, and he overcame all the difficulties. Similarly, we can see Prahlad Maharaj in his own life. In all situations, he was taking shelter of Lord Narasimha Dev. Whenever there was an attack on him, he was not depending on anything else. But we should not say, but we can see in the case of Arjun also depending on Krishna. And because he was a Kshatriya, he actually fought. Krishna told him to fight. He was not telling just, close your palms like this and just stand like that throughout the war. Prahlad Maharaj did because he was a helpless child, he was a pure devotee. The key factor in both situations is that they both depended on Krishna and acted according to Krishna's instructions. So Prahlad Maharaj depended on Lord Narasimha Dev and he protected him always. Similarly, Arjuna took shelter of Krishna and fought, and he was also victorious. Similarly, we can see the Brajavasis, whenever there would be very frequent terror attacks in Vrindavan while Krishna was here. So many demons would attack. And the Brajavasis, they are like Vaishyas, businessmen, they are not fighters. So they would always take shelter of Krishna, whatever happens wrong. And we can see, although Krishna was a small child at that time, but they were convinced that Krishna is going to give us shelter. In the midst of very huge, horrible attacks, they would always take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. This is another way to test our faith. In this sense, whenever such thing happens, such attack happens, how far we are inclined to take shelter of Krishna. And not depend on anything else. Of course, whatever is required that is to be done, depending on our positions like Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, whatever. But the key point is, if our dependence on Krishna is slackened in such situations, then we can surely say that we have been overcome by materialistic attachments. But if our dependence on Krishna and the process of devotional service is not slackened, at the same time we take shelter and do whatever is needful, then that means our faith in Krishna and devotees, devotional service process is actually formed. That is the test to understand whether I am overcome by materialistic attachments or whether I am actually compassionate. So it may come start with a compassion, but then it may turn into a different situation. So therefore, Prahlada Maharaj, we see how he is very much afraid of materialistic life. Even if he was offered so much of materialistic gift by Lord Narasimhadev, he is saying, whatever you want, you can ask. I am ready to offer you all benedictions. But he is very careful in asking what he needs and what he doesn't need. And in this way, his devotional service to Lord Narasimhadev is actually pure. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Are there any comments or questions? Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Tiger Premanande, Hari Hari.